Hello.
Hello, Jacob?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Jacob, my name's Amy Nelson. I'm calling from your current marketing team, Local Splash.
Okay.
I'm with the Google Guarantee team.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good, too. Is this a good time to talk with you?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Okay, cool. So your account was sent over to me because you recently reactivated, and then you were looking to get stuff going with the Google Guarantee?
Yeah, I was trying to look into it, yeah.
Okay, all right. And how much do you know about it so far?
Not too much about it. He just kind of talked about it a little bit on our phone call a few days ago, so.
Okay, all right. I thought that you had made the inquiry for interest. I do apologize. Let me go ahead and take a look at this. Let me catch your cost per lead. So Google Guarantee is actually Google's own pay per lead program. Oh, your lead cost is actually really good. Okay. It's Google's own pay per lead program. Have you done a search before for fencing contractor, fencing pro in your area and seen at the top of the page that it'll say a couple of businesses with Google Guarantee and the green check mark next to it?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so that's the Google Guaranteed section, and Google actually built that section in order to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So they have that specifically set aside for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself, and you only pay per qualified lead in that specific area. So there is a few qualifications in order to make sure that you would for sure qualify before I go into pricing and stuff like that. I'm taking a look at it here, and is the company licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, and you can pass a background check?
Yes.
You have a, this is a silly one, but you have a United States Social Security number?
I do.
Okay, we just have to ask. Do you have a driver's license number?
I do.
And how many face-to-face employees do you have?
10.
10. Okay, so are they subcontracted, or are they going out and doing the jobs on behalf of the company on their own?
No, they're going out and doing the jobs on behalf of the company.
Okay, so you're going out and you're actually bidding the jobs and showing up first, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So with this, you would pass the Google Guarantee application fee is a one-time cost of $250. That's paid up front to get yourself Google Guarantee approved. It will ask on that application, how many field workers do you have? So if you choose to put those field workers down, please note that it will ask for their social security number, it will ask for their driver's license number, and it will run a background check on them. Anything within the last...
So real quick, so it's probably been, I don't know, 10 months or so. So we try, like I paid the fee before. And we tried to get it set up, and they never got it set up. So, like, what I was asking him, I was trying to figure out, like, since I already paid that fee and we never used Google Guarantee,
mm-hmm.
like, can you see all that or no?
I can see that you did sign up for a Google Guarantee back in February, about 16 months ago of 2023. And
okay.
It says here that you never turned the application in. So we never got the application from you. We were never able to verify the information for the application, and it has since expired. So that's why it requires an application fee.
I could have sworn we did the application, but...
They sent it
five times
because we notate each time we try to contact you and the status of the application, because when it just sits in our queue that it's paid, but... there's no application, like it actually kind of jams us up. So we make a lot of attempts to try to connect with you to get that application taken care of.
I just don't see why we would have paid and then not did the application, but.
Yeah, I understand.
So I was just trying to figure it out. So basically we just need to do the same thing over again.
Yeah, and we would make sure that the application gets completed. Like, we can do onboarding, you know, as soon as you have that application done, which the application itself really only takes, like, 10, 15 minutes to complete. And maybe you were super busy or any number of reasons. Maybe you're waiting on one of the license or the insurance or something in order to you know, upload that to the document. But once that Google Guarantee application is completed, we can process it and get you Google Guarantee approved. at that point, yeah. Your cost per lead is $44 a lead per qualified lead. It does require a minimum monthly budget in order to begin of $574. So that budget's separate from what you pay Local Splash regularly for your standard services. And that gives you up to 13 leads. So the way it works is that works like an escrow account, Jacob. You pay that upfront once your Google Guarantee approved and you're ready to turn the leads on. The leads will begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. You have complete control over it. So if you want to increase that lead flow, you can have more leads, you know, 5, 6, 7 leads. If you want to pause the leads for any reason, say you're on vacation or you're seeing crazy weather, you guys can't even get out, whatever the case is, if you ever need to pause the campaign, wherever you pause it, financially is where it stops. So if you pause it with, you know, $280 left in it for 16 months, it stays right there. There's no automatic monthly charge with it, okay?
Yeah.
And that budget will continue to roll over. All calls are recorded and go through the Google call tracking system. So Google actually has AI listening. The robot's listening for those buzzwords, listening, because it has to be qualified. So if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's unqualified. If somebody's seeking employment with your company, it's unqualified. If they're asking for a service you don't provide, like say they're asking for, you know, fence repairs, and maybe you don't offer fence repairs, it's not listed in your profile as one of the products you're offering, then you're not charged. If they are asking for a service outside of your service radius, meaning they're calling from an area you don't service that's not listed on your profile, you're not charged. So there's a lot of fail-safes in place. There's only two instances that they actually consider it a qualified call, and that's A, if somebody is asking for estimate over the phone, which is probably extremely rare for what you're offering, because you have to see the space, and two, if you're setting appointment to give estimate face-to-face. So those are the only two instances that are actually considered qualified leads, and that's when the $44 would come off of that $574 budget. Again, if the calls are recorded, you have access to them, so do we, so does Google. So if there was an instance where an unqualified call happened to charge your account, which is very rare, then we all have access to rebuttal that. You would simply let us know, hey, this call right here, this phone number, this is an unqualified call, doesn't meet the criteria. And then we dispute it with Google on your behalf. You don't have to do that. We take care of it and get it credited back to the account right away.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So basically, to get started, we just need to put down, what, the $250 and then the application?
The $250 and the application, yep. And I can get that sent out to you right away.
Alrighty. I tell you what, Ken, is there a way you can call me back at like 5 o'clock or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to call you back 5 o'clock to process application or to process the payment?
The process of payment. When I get into the office, I was going to grab the card and make the payment over the
phone. Got it. Absolutely. I'll give you a call around 5, and we'll get this all squared away for you. And then I can even, like, sit on the phone with you while we could do the application together. If you're at the office, you have 10 minutes, we can do the application together so we make sure it gets done while I'm on the phone with you. And then, bam, tomorrow morning we can have your onboarding call and really crank this out for you.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate all the help.
My pleasure. I'll talk with you soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.